Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 22 of DMDR with Jeremy Connor. That is me. So, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Today's secret word is...
I got woke up in a very interesting way this morning because I was sleeping, minding my own damn business, and my wife, I hear her go, "Hey, Jeremy." And, you know, I barely got my eyes open. I said, yeah, what's up? She said, "Which Disney princess loves to tell jokes?" And I said, "Who?" And she said, "Rapunzel." And then she goes, "Pew, pew, 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 pew," and does the aggressive finger pistols at me.
"Why, everybody knows me, the meanest, toughest, rip-roarinest, Edward Everett Hortonest hombre, whatever packed a six-shooter."
And that's why I want to stay with that woman for the rest of my life. Just silly shit like that. I definitely found my match. But anyway, again, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And if you don't have nobody for Valentine's Day, go treat yourself.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
And if you ain't got no money, treat yourself anyway. Go grab you a video game and dick around if you ain't at work. But just do something you want to do today. And if you got somebody, you don't have to do things on the day. Usually me and the wife will do stuff after Valentine's Day when everything's cheaper. Because today is just a day. We don't... About the only thing we celebrate same day is Halloween. Christmas, we've always done Christmas Eve. We're either trying to fight traffic or trying to beat high prices. I tell you what, Christmas candy is just as good after Christmas as it was before Christmas. Same thing with Halloween candy, except for the kids' sake, we go trick-or-treating and all that. So my wife loves Valentine's Day. And she got Valentine's Day gifts for the kids. She got them... like a little box of like Paw Patrol chocolate, stuff like that. And the kids thought that was amazing. And she got me this huge, you've seen them at Walmart, the humongous Valentine's Day cards. And this thing is just massive. Well, my son straight up calls me out. He goes, "I told Dad to get you one, but he said that they were a waste of money and took up too much space." And I go, thanks for that, buddy. You know, I enjoyed the card, and I get it. It's like the bigger the card, the more they love you. It's just, I've got 40-plus years worth of my mom and dad's anniversary cards and birthday cards. It was a lot of cards. So I'm thinking long-term, like, I'll be holding on to this for the rest of my life. But don't get me wrong, grateful to have it. And I got my wife a little card, and I got her a Barnes & Noble gift card, because you can get a book there and go get a coffee if you got enough money on it. I didn't know that you could use the same gift card for Starbucks and the Barnes & Noble. Of course, the Starbucks is in the Barnes & Noble, so that's probably the only place you can use it. But she likes to be able to piddle around, look at books, and drink her fancy coffee and make a day of it. So I'm like, well, shoot, that's perfect. A couple of little factoids about Valentine's Day is one of the reasons Valentine's Day is on February 15th, is like in the 5th century, people noticed that that's when the birds and stuff would start their mating season, so pigeons going to pound town is kind of why it's on February 14th, which is crazy to me. I'm looking out the window right now, and I'm seeing these birds, and I'm thinking, happy Valentine's Day. Also, chocolate. One of the reasons that chocolate is a big deal on Valentine's Day is doctors back long ago, they would prescribe chocolate to brokenhearted people, I guess, to kind of elevate their mood. So anybody that was suffering a broken heart or pining for a unrequited love, you know, the doctor would prescribe them chocolate.
"Sick and tired of being a nobody, but most of all, I'm sick and tired of having nobody."
All you sad folk out there, just buy a Hershey's candy bar. Let me know if that works or not. I've never frowned eating a candy bar, honestly. I've been there. I've had them lonely Valentine's days, and I just kind of pretend it was just a regular day. I tell you what, if you're single and lonely, Valentine's Day is not the day to go out. Like, just make this a stay-at-home day, play some video games, pamper yourself, order some takeout, because when you're single, it sucks when you go out and about and you see happy couples and they're all playing kissy face, and it just, like, damn, you feel even more a loner. So, yeah, avoid today if you can. Anyway, it's just, I've always thought that Valentine's Day was more of a girl's holiday. Like, it's the guy's job to do the candy and chocolates and all that stuff. It's cool when girls reciprocate. I don't know. Just to me, I feel like I get two holidays a year, and that is my birthday and Father's Day. Man, I love Father's Day. That's, I think Father's Day tops even my birthday. Steak and BJ Day, yes, fellas call it. Tell you what, we get that one day out of the year where we are kings. Anyway, back to Valentine's Day. It's wild. With Father's Day, it's like just, it's well known, you know, how the ladies might be nice to treat their husband that day. But for Valentine's Day, it's pretty rare if the woman wants booty. Like, she wants top thing that you must do for your woman on Valentine's Day is a nice restaurant. Which is misery because everybody's doing the same thing. Fancy restaurant. Me and my wife has been married for so long that we know to escape that by going to the fancy restaurant either before or after Valentine's Day. We don't have to go same day because we're fighting everybody else. And bare minimum on Valentine's Day, chocolates. Maybe go somewhere out to eat that's not fancy. Definitely fast food day so she don't have to cook and do all the drudgery and all that. But gift card. My wife loves gift cards, which is weird to me because it's like I'll spend all day trying to find the perfect gift for somebody. But my wife, she prefers gift cards, which makes it easier on me. But I don't know. I for some reason, I like the suffering of going through and trying to find the perfect gift. I've only succeeded a couple of times, though, but she loves gift cards. That's her thing. I guess it's because it's got the potential to be anything that she handpicks. So it makes it easier on me, and she gets exactly what she wants. But every now and then, I'll kind of step out of line and pick out something myself to give to her. And she's always got the option of taking it back. But man, gift cards. I guess gift cards are the way to go. My wife might be one of the few that's like that, though. So I would ask your spouse, like, do you want a hand-picked gift, or do you want gift cards? Something else that always seems to hit good is unscratched scratchers tickets. My wife loves those. And I guess, you know, I've gotten scratchers tickets for Christmas, and I enjoy that because it's the one gift to where it's got the potential to, you know, to make you rich, even though I don't think it's ever happened but a handful of times. But it's like you get a dollar scratchers ticket. Well, hell, that might be $500, or you might have won a free ticket, or you just, you know, you got some of that little silver dust stuck underneath your fingernails for nothing. It's all individual, but just it's good to make a big deal out of Valentine's Day. But you need to make every day Valentine's Day. Me and the wife are all the time doing something for each other. We're always taking care of each other. Even if we're mad at each other, me and the wife don't always get along. But it's just usually because of our own moods. It's rarely because of what the other person's done. And it doesn't happen all the time. Like, women have that time of the month thing going on. And I think us guys go through some sort of version of that. Because there's, you know, there'll be a day or two where I'm just a shithead. But I try to keep it to myself. But, I don't know, love's a choice. Because I tell you what, butterflies are amazing. But that don't last forever. Love totally is a choice. It's like, me and the wife choose each other every day. Because it could end in a second. I've had relationships seem like they were going amazing and just turn on a damn dime. You know, I've told you the story before about coming home early from work with flowers in my hand and all my shit packed in the back of a pickup truck. So you think things are going awesome, but it could just turn. I've actually seen several relationships from Facebook friends on Facebook look like, you know, they were on top of the world. And then the next day, you know, they're moving out. It's, love is something you have to maintain every day. It's kind of like friendships. Well, it's exactly like friendships. So the best friends you've had in high school, I'm in my 40s now, and I can't think of one person that I was friends with in school that I still talk to that's not Facebook every now and then. And even then, it's just a like, oh, like their stuff on Facebook. They'll like my stuff on Facebook. But it's rarely ever even a sentence of, hey, how are you doing? And it can get like that with your relationships. Like, you got to check in with your spouse every day and talk to him every day. You got to maintain that relationship, because if you're used to just not talking to each other, you know, that's not even a relationship no more. You're just roommates. And so me and the wife are doing a whole lot better about making sure that our kisses ain't just like a quick little peck and heading out the door, because me and the wife are with each other till the end, I hope, because the kids are all going to move out. It was a blessing in a way that my kids are so spaced far apart. You know, 21, 10, and 2. My 21-year-old, you know, gave me a grandkid. You know, she was out of the house right at 18. And it bummed me out, because we went from being buddies, and we're still buddies. But she wanted to grow up so fast that once it was time for her to be 18, she split. And it don't matter how good or bad of a relationship you have with your kids. You know, they can be out a lot quicker than you anticipated. And then, you know, there's some kids you swear ain't ever going to leave. So, long story short, me and the wife are going to empty nest one of these days. Which, at my age, our youngest, hell, I'll be in my 60s before she graduates high school. Which, in a way, is nice. I like having kids around. My parents were great parents. I never thought, you know, before you have kids, you think, you know, I can't handle kids. I'm going to be a shitty parent. But once you have them, you know, there's two kinds of people. There's the ones that try, and there's the ones that just plain don't give a shit. And I've seen both. I've seen both sides. I know one person in particular hated their firstborn because they said, well, that kid ruined my life. You know, now I can't escape and all this stuff. But then have five more kids on top. And people like that are just stupid as shit. Like, if you have one and you're miserable and you're a hateful bitch, get your tubes tied, you know, not have a dump truck full of kids. And that person in particular doesn't take care of a one of them kids. Not a one of them kids lives with her. I tell you what, y'all, there ought to be a law. You have to have a damn license to drive a vehicle. But any dipshit can have kids, and as many as they can handle. You know, at first, when I was younger, I'm like, you know, freedom, personal freedom, and I'm still like that. But what do you do with people that you give them a ton of freedom and they F it up? We got a population problem like crazy. It ain't so much a population problem, it's a dipshit population problem. I go to Walmart and there's just so many people that I'm like, good Lord, they'll just let anything breed. The quality of people has definitely gone tits up. And I'm sure to like a wealthy person, I probably look like a shit stick, but you know, I tend to just tend to my own business. You know, I don't try to give anybody problems. I tell you what my problem is though, I can't stick to a damn subject to save my life. Like today, I was like, today is the day that I'm going to stick with Valentine's Day related stuff, and I'm going to stick with that shit. And there ain't no telling how many different subjects that I've tried to cover. So my staying on track sucks. Probably why I didn't do so hot in school. So it took me 2 days to record this. Yesterday was Valentine's Day when I recorded most of this, and the other half will be the aftermath of how things went. So I'll be right back.
DMDR with Jeremy Connor is sponsored by
My Friend's Shop, the best consignment store in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. My Friend's Shop is located at 2180 North Westwood Boulevard. You can reach them at 573-625-0930.
For all your vape and glass needs, come to Blind Rabbit Vape Supply in Poplar Bluff, 2330 North Westwood Boulevard, Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Hey St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs fans. Listen to One Cardinals, One Cub and One Beer. Hosted by JJ Jackson and Vincent Opper on Spotify and YouTube.
Alright everybody, I am back. So, today is February 15th now. I got started on the first half yesterday. I went and spent the biggest chunk of yesterday, excuse me, watching after the kids because she was getting to use her Valentine's Day gift. Like I said earlier, I had gotten her a Barnes & Noble's gift card, so she actually got to find a book and have lunch in the same spot, which she loved. She kind of got to make a day of yesterday, which I was glad she was able to do. So that was about it. I had a good time. She did too. Me and the kids got to hang out. That's just about it. sort of uneventful for me, which was fine. That's just how I like it. I lazed around all day, the biggest chunk of yesterday, watching the kids, which is good because I've been working quite a bit, and having alone time with the kids has been awesome. My son, he's 10, and he's getting close to that age where he's not going to want to have much to do with us because he's going to disappear in his room. I dealt with that with my oldest daughter. So it's just nice for everybody to hang out. And then when my wife got home last night, she was dog tired because she had a blast yesterday. She does so much around the house that she doesn't really get time to relax. So it was nice for her to have a day to herself. And I guess other than that, that is it. It's been a rainy old day today. The wife and kiddos are out running around right now. I guess this is the first me day I've had in a while. But looking forward to the wife and kids getting home. Then we'll all hang out. I've got to work for the next 3 days, so hopefully I'll get to talk to y'all sooner than later. But I will keep y'all up to date. Y'all take care of yourselves.
DMDR is a Hungry Purple Kittens production, written and produced by Jeremy Connor. Please message DMDR at DMDR with Jeremy at gmail.com.